Kill it. Kill it. Oh, gosh. You ought to listen to that.
A little too much for your head this morning.
You ought to listen to that through a broadcaster's cocktail. Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Oh. Hang in there. Half hour more. You're doing good.
We're going to make it.
We got your backup team here. Stan's here to help you.
Stan's and Brunnen from Rosie on the House Remodeling. Stan, what are you working on back at the little remodeling shop we got going on?
Well, we always have people who want to improve the functionality and comfort of their bathrooms. That's extremely popular. Master bath conversions from big sunken tubs that people don't use anymore, whether it be cultured marble or a lot of them are buried in concrete and tile these days, or years ago they were, that were taken out. And
I learned today that now we can start offering them a $9,500 toilet.
You know what? Oddly enough, I put one of those in years ago for a woman.
Ooh.
She was so proud of that toilet. She had me in this little cubby hole where that toilet was after we finished the job. She said, oh, you got to see this thing. Come on in here. Well, this, you know, it was a little bitty room, and she was in there, and I was in there, and I was a little uncomfortable. And she was showing, she was kind of not using it, but she was displaying all of the functionality of this thing. And from the heated seat to the warm water, I mean, it was.
It's a hands-free operation.
Pretty much. But it's unbelievable the products that are available to people now.
Yeah, Jennifer and I saw a bathroom at the Builder Show in Las Vegas where you walk in the bathroom and the floor weighs you, takes your temperature and your blood pressure from your feet, and on the mirror it tells you. You pick out what traffic route is to work. It gives you the traffic report and the weather report and today's headlines all through your mirror.
Well, I've put TVs behind mirrors before,
yes,
but I don't think I've ever put that kind of technology into a bathroom.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's a builder up in a prestigious part of Utah, Dove Valley, Deer Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And he's building a $15 million home. And they were 2.5 years in the blueprints and the site preparation and the pad and the rough in.
Mm-hmm.
And the homeowner from New York City called him and stopped construction and said, look, everything we spec'd in the electrical system 2.5 years ago is obsolete. We're going to stop the job, completely respec the job, all the electric, all the home theater, all the home security, all the lighting, the fiber optics, all the appliance.
Goodness.
And the job stopped for like 6 months because technology's progressing that fast.
Well, yeah, and it probably take that long to re-engineer, redesign all of the different features and functions. And it's when you've got a client like that, you know, where money is no object, you can spend an awful lot of people's money in a big hurry.
Man.
But we do a lot of bathrooms, master baths, hall baths, and older homes. Kitchens, obviously, there's an awful lot of beautiful products that we can offer up to our clients in cabinets and countertops and flooring. Tiled backsplashes are becoming extremely popular, and there's some beautiful tiles that we install in people's backsplashes to help dress the overall kitchen look up.
And like the earlier call about lighting, we can do so much more with lighting now.
Oh, gosh, we could use under, you know, it's really cool. We did a kitchen not too long ago, and, you know, Lazy Susans are pretty popular, but the functionality of a Lazy Susan is pretty limited in that, you know, you got the turntable in there and then this massive compartment back there and you can't see in there. We put little LED light strips on the backside of the face frame inside the Lazy Susan with a little switch on the door. So when you open the door up, it lights that inside of that Lazy Susan up like a Hollywood soundstage. I mean, it's really cool.
Those low voltage LEDs are so diminutive. You can put them almost anywhere.
Well, that's like a little piece of scotch tape and all those little diodes are on that tape. And we under cabinet lights, all kinds of different applications for them.
Stans and Brunnen. He runs Rosie on the House Remodel. He's available at the same phone number that you called during the weekend, 1-888-767-4348. Stan and I have been together for close to 15 years.
15,
I have been work associates.
What?
That's how I would say it. You've been work associates.
Thank you. Okay.
Clarification.
Thank you. Y'all, if you've got a project you'd like to tackle, give us a ring. Let's get back to the phones real quick and see who we can get in here. And I still need to talk one time this week about our Arizona staycation. Susan in the West Valley, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I have a question. We moved into a remodeled place in a retirement home about 3 weeks ago, and there are two brand new toilets, and the one toilet, the water, you flush it, and the water comes up to the normal level, and within just a few minutes, it seeps all down, and maybe there's a cup full at the most, probably in the bottom of the toilet. Now, they've had different, they had a plumber in, they had the maintenance people that are here, and nobody can figure out why, what's happening.
Well, it's a remodeled home, and you just moved in it 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Okay.
It's in a retirement home, and it's actually in an apartment.
Okay. All right.
The toilet was brand new. The other one works.
Okay. And as a part of the remodel, did they do any ceramic tile work?
Yes, they did.
Okay. I'm going to bet dimes to donuts, Stan.
Yep.
Do you know what her problem is? I know what her problem is.
I'm pretty sure I know what her problem is, too. The guys that did the ceramic tile work probably used the toilet for washing out their tools. And
especially in an apartment, because you don't want to go all the way out to the designated clean-out area.
Absolutely. When they're wiping the grout down with their sponge, they've got a five-gallon bucket that they rinse the sponge out in, and instead of walking downstairs to dump it into a storm drain or wherever, in a landscape area, they dump it down the toilet. And that sediment from the grout and the thin set accumulates in the toilet line. So you probably just a matter of getting a plumber out there. They may have to pull the toilet up off the floor and run a snake down there and investigate the integrity of that drain line.
I couldn't agree more. Susan, anytime someone tells me their bathroom was recently remodeled and ceramic tile work was included, that is the villain the great majority of the time. I'll bet dimes to donuts and Mr. Phelps'
curtain of,
well, I was going to bet his swimsuit.
His Speedo?
Yeah, and his Speedo. I'll bet you that's exactly what we find. Have your maintenance crew run a camera down there and see if they don't see a mountain of grout right there in the first bend of the sewer line. I think that's what it is. Susan, we appreciate the call. We're going from the West Valley all the way to the East Valley, Southern Valley, and Ahwatukee Foothills. Beautiful Ahwatukee. We're going to welcome Patricia to the conversation. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
So well.
Wow, well.
You want me to be honest? I'm suffering.
Little under the weather this morning.
Oh, man.
Aw.
But I'll be fine.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah,
thankful for all the drugs that Walgreens carries on the shelf, because I think I have them all in my body right now.
Most of them are sitting right next to you.
Yes.
Well, maybe both of you can help me.
Okay.
What's your issue?
My issue is I have a crack in my patio. It's a covered patio, and it's got Sateo tiles on it, and it's had a crack for a lot of years, and I'm now finally ready to fix it, and I know I need to do it right.
Well, for me, the only right way to fix that, Patricia, and we can do it either over the top of the Sateo, depending on how much space you have from the level of your home to the level of the Sateo, we may have to skim the Sateo off. Belgard Pavers makes a paver designed to overlay the top of concrete. And it is not a mastic applied, it's a sand set. So it goes right over the crack disappears forever. There's nothing we're going to be able to do to fix that crack, repair the Sateo tile, and not expect it to crack again in the very near future.
I hate to think I have to redo the whole patio.
Is there an area that we can eliminate the Sateo and go with the covered pavers and let the Sateo pick up again somewhere at a logical breaking point?
You mean so it could be done like a patch with a different surface on it?
We could possibly do that to make it out as an accent strip. You know, we may have to do it in a couple places to make it look like it was planned. But the great thing...
Oh, yeah, but it would be good to do it three times across the patio.
Yeah.
It has three columns, and the cracks are right by the columns.
Well, there you go.
That's where concrete cracks, unless there's an expansion joint.
But what do I do to stop the water from coming in? It happens to be at the lowest point on my lot. you know, on my property.
Surface water from rain or from irrigation
rain
system?
Rain and the grass.
Well,
and the grass is very thick and very green, and so there's water all the time. So with these heavy rains, we've installed gutters.
Good, good.
And it still is expanding because now it goes, you know, when it starts, it's about a quarter of an inch wide, and when it goes another 12 feet and goes under my back door,
okay.
And then it goes through my travertine.
Okay.
But there, it's just like a hairline crack.
Yeah, that is a bummer. Patricia, I'm going to beg you to go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and look under the Phoenix Area Landscapers. You have a company, right, servicing your part of the valley called CYC Landscaping. Have them come out and do a free assessment on how we need to redirect that water. You certainly should never be experiencing water penetration through doors into the interior travertine. And should we be able to eliminate the water on the patio, that may stabilize the concrete to the point where we could possibly fix it. And they'd be able to talk to you about the paver option as well. Just know the pavers are going to be thicker than the Satya tile. We'll have to do some strategic planning there. But get CYC Landscaping out. Think Green Landscaping and Irrigation would be a great second choice. They're up in Scottsdale, but they serve the whole valley. Those are two Rosie certified landscapers. They'll come out and visit with you and talk about solutions for free. So can't get any better than that. Thanks, Patricia. Hey, do we have time to touch on Arizona staycation?
We better. I was so distracted or engaged, involved in the Dr. Sky interview this morning. I completely blew through it.
Well, it's what we like to do. One of the things we like to do for fun. And at Roseanne House, there's a lot of things we like to do for fun. We do the Crawfish Festival up in the White Mountains every year. Romy, is that going to be first weekend in August? Do we know yet?
Always the first weekend in August.
It's going to be first weekend in August. People ask us about that event all year long.
Saturday, August 6th.
People call the office and say, pardon me, I want to schedule my vacation. When's the Crawfish Festival?
Yeah.
You know, it's like they plan their vacation around it, so it's an extremely popular
event. We do the Crawfish Festival. We do next weekend. We're going to be broadcasting from the Arizona State House. We're going to be having a blast with state historian Dr. Jack August, as well as architectural historian Don Ryden. Your regular listeners of the show know Don. We try and get him on here as often as we can. His reservoir of information about Arizona homes is unbelievable. Historically, what the design, subtle design elements. And he also was the designer of the McFarland Memorial on the Capitol Mall. He walked me through that just yesterday. And boy, there he designed in so many subtle little messages in that monument. It's really pretty impressive. So we're going to be at the State Capitol Mall broadcasting live next Saturday in celebration for Arizona's 104th birthday. The museum will be open for free. Come on down. There's plenty of parking. It doesn't cost a dime. Get the kids involved. Come introduce them to the civic responsibility they have to get to know how the Arizona government works. And we'll make it fun by throwing in a lot of interesting history statistics about the characters and the events that form Arizona history.
Hey, and we'll bring our whatever game tickets we have for next week.
Sure.
And we'll give them away live that week.
And then March 4th, we're actually going to be down in Sorita for the Sorita home show. So we like having fun. One of the things we do is the Arizona Staycation. You can only register to win for it on the front page. What do you call it? Front page? Is that?
That'll work.
Front page of
homepage.
The website. Home page of the website. You look at the Sanderson Ford tile there. They sponsor the event. You register to win. We pick a winner every month, and you get to go to Sanderson Ford, pick whatever car they have out on the demo lot, and take it for 3 or 4 days. Jennifer pays for the gas. We arrange for lodging. We have 18 lodging partners located throughout the state of Arizona. Wherever you want to go, we can arrange for lodging, and we pay for the meals. You pick the dates. You pick the time. No blackout dates. Again, that's the Sanderson Ford, Rosie on the House Staycation, only at RosieOnTheHouse.com.